Greetings to you in the name of our triune God as we celebrate that God that again calls us to be his body, to know his love, and to know his forgiveness of sins. As I was reading the three texts for this weekend, there were two things that struck me. One, that as we talked about the gift of the Holy Spirit and God enlightening his people and calling them into mission, he used two elements of this earth that seemingly are often in kind of contradiction to each other. Fire and water. At the same time, too, I thought of those elements and how maybe dangerous those can be when they are out of control. I was thinking, I believe, both of our home states, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, have dealt with both of these elements somewhat recently. I seem to recall on the news, I think Kansas had wildfires that were breaking out, and that there is a lot of work being done to put those down, and how best to control fires. If you watched news in the last couple of weeks, you may have seen my hometown, St. Louis, on the news for the other issue. We had flooding everywhere. Rain that you had this afternoon happened for days upon days. We had a little bit of a warning, but yet rivers and creeks were flooding everywhere to where people were literally on these huge islands. They could not get to work. Schools were closed. There's all sorts of emergency things taking place. Water was doing things that we did not want it to do. We got more than what we expected. We got more than what could go into the rivers and into the places where it was to drain, and we had all sorts of trouble. The readings from Scripture today, though, reminded me how when God uses his people, when he sends his Spirit, when he then uses elements like fire and water to show his grace and mercy in his life, it is a wonderful thing. In his way, as he pours out ways in which flows, as we have here in your baptismal font, it is a wonderful thing, and his love and forgiveness flows to you and out of you to those around you. We spend some time thinking on our text in Acts chapter 2. You probably have been studying maybe through gospel readings and other things over the last couple of weeks in the season of Easter, walking with the disciples, with our resurrected Lord, as he continued to taught them and prepared them for what this day on Pentecost, and what it would mean to be for his disciples and to be in mission in the church, sharing the good news with the world. And this weekend, for sure, we recall that first Pentecost. We recall that story. That story is often seen as the start or the announcement of the church of Christ. Jesus' promise of his comforter, of his advocate, of his power would come to fruition with his disciples. Today, we celebrate the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon believers in Jesus Christ, who just weeks after Jesus' death, resurrection, and days after his ascension. We celebrate Pentecost as a historical event and an event that affects us here today, thousands of years later, in Wichita, Kansas. The event tells us of the mighty works of God. The event tells us of how Jesus' words were true and his promises were fulfilled. These disciples who just weeks ago were holed up in a room for fear of the Jews and fear of what would happen to them, and the resurrected Jesus appeared to them. We find them here in our reading for today, again in a very similar room, but yet as other parts of Acts would tell us, they were constantly in prayer about what does this mean that Jesus will send his Holy Spirit to us, that we are to remain here in Jerusalem until it happens. God, give us wisdom. Give us insight. Give us strength for the journey. And there we find them, awaiting God's Holy Spirit. And it happens. The physical manifest of God's presence among his people. The wind, the fire, the talking in different languages, the proclamation of the gospel to people who are in the area, to all those who would hear. When we think of that flame that fire that was put on the disciples. It takes us back and thinks of Old Testament stories like Abram and the flaming torch, Moses and the burning bush, God's presence in the pillar of fire at Mount Sinai in our reading from Numbers today. God would demonstrate his presence amongst his people. And just as the presence of God was in his son, Jesus Christ, God is now manifest in us, his body. And Christ continues to give his Holy Spirit today, strengthens us in the meal that we'll have later, gives us the gift of our baptism, the remembrance of that, and gives us his word. And how do these mighty things happen? The Holy Spirit. For this Holy Spirit as well transformed Peter as it transforms us as individuals. Peter, who weeks before Pentecost on that Monday, Thursday, formed words to deny Jesus, but yet he is restored by Jesus and forgiven by Jesus, and now is given to give witness to the mighty deeds of God. God indeed does marvelous things and pours out his love on his people. God transforms sinners like you and I. He washes us with the living water of baptism. He continually forgives the sin of the repentant sinner, the spirit that is manifested in that repented and repentant faith. And that Holy Spirit carries what is unholy out of us, that living water may flow from us as we serve others and share with them the good news of Jesus Christ, poured out directly from the source, the spring of Jesus. These rivers of living water flow within us and carry us into this body of other believers in a bond that is like no other. The Holy Spirit orients our life where Jesus is the source and center of life, of love, and of unity. The Spirit urges the church outwards to embrace its unity and even greater numbers of people. In later chapters of Acts, Peter would come to a new understanding of what it meant and the extent of God's love, and to extend that love to others. He would have to be shocked and to understand just how wide the love of Christ is. But the promise would extend outside of those people of Israel, and that God commands him to show no partiality when he preaches and shows the love of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit breaks barriers like language and gender and race and brings unity in Christ Jesus. He targets every human heart. That Holy Spirit is the unity. On that first Pentecost, humble apostles, through the sharing of the word, reunited language and brought people together. It's that work of the Holy Spirit that points us to Christ. It is a blessing to be here at Holy Cross, to see how the Holy Spirit is alive and active, to celebrate with you 75 years of the Holy Spirit pouring it on. Pouring on the gospel of Jesus Christ, calling people to baptism, calling people to be fed at this altar, calling people to show the love of God in Christ Jesus. No doubt, as we heard that end of the Acts passage and the story of Joel, maybe you thought of times of old people who had passed on the faith of you, people older than you who had great wisdom, and shared with them what it meant to live a life in Christ, to know what it was to be rooted in the Word, to grow in Christ. As we think of that fire that burns from our Holy Spirit, the fire that consumes sin and gives us new life, as we think of that living water, that as we think of floods, but yet as we are rooted in the Word, that we do not despair and that we know life because Christ is in us. Young people that we celebrate this weekend, you too bring such great life to the body of Christ. You show us such strength in your witness and your desire to share good news with those in your schools and within your communities, to serve, to witness, to talk about your knowledge of God's love for you. We thank God for you and the strength that you provide and the energy that you provide in our body of believers in Jesus Christ. all people. As we hear the word from Numbers, and as the Spirit is poured out on all people, as God's people, we come together and give thanks for that gift of knowledge of the forgiveness of our sins and the love of God in Christ. And as community of believers, in all times and places, for you, those of you here for the last 75 years, there have been times where maybe we have felt like those disciples in the upper room on that first Easter, afraid. There have been times when maybe we felt like the disciples and been in situations like we read on this Pentecost, in deep prayer for discernment and wondering where God is taking us on steps and following him. We stand in this place knowing that victory is won. Victory is won in ours in Christ Jesus over sin, over Satan, and over death. And yet we know of the not yet. As we look ahead to another 75 years of ministry in this place, where will God take us? Where will the Holy Spirit carry our message? Where will Jesus call us to be the center of our life and call others to him? The church lives by hope in those things that are to come, in that reign and rule of our Lord God, our Heavenly Father, and our Savior Jesus Christ, called by the Holy Spirit. People of Holy Cross, as with each generation before you, you stand at an important part in the history of the world today, in this country, in Wichita, in your neighborhood, in your family, and in your life. And there we call upon our God, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, to pour it on us. Pour it on us. Pour it on us in every conversation with each other in this place and with all those we come across in our daily lives. Those who know Jesus and those who do not know, that they may come to know the name of Jesus and call on him to be saved. We call upon Jesus to forgive us and to pour out his Spirit on us in our times of doubt, to empower us and pour out his Spirit on us when given opportunities to witness to Christ and to tell others of the good news of our forgiveness. We call on Christ to pour it on us and to bring us together in community and in common love and unity, that others may see the love of God amongst us. May that be our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.